Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Good evening. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're up to Simon Reish Yutes. We start the Siv Dalet. I do wish to go over it again, because I think we need to explain it a little bit more. So Siv Dalet is telling us, Him Beirach Ache Ve'oma. So we're talking about a slightly changed scenario. And the scenario is that somebody wants to make Hagoymel, but not the person who's actually Chayev in the Boch of Hagoymel. So it's somebody else who wants to do it on behalf of the person who's Chayev in Hagoymel. So Reuven has a reason to make Hagoymel, but he's not doing it. Instead, Shimon is doing it for Reuven. Shimon himself didn't. In Beirach Ache Ve'oma. You can't? Says the Shulchan Aruch. In Beirach Ache Ve'oma. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Gemol Cha Kol Toiv. Somebody else says, Asher Gemol Cha, the Ribbono Shel Olam was Goyimel to you. So you make it, you bless Hashem, you thank Hashem, you praise Hashem. You're referring to the person who had the nes, who had the kindness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Asher Gemol Cha Kol Toiv. The owner, Amen, and the person who had the nes says, Amen, Yotza, he's Yotza. So in our case, if let's say Reuven flew in our particular, let's just talk about flying, and let's assume that flying, you make a brocha. So Reuven flew and he lands safely, and Shimon says, oh, I'm so excited, and he makes the brocha instead of Reuven. Shimon didn't fly, but Reuven did, and he says, Asher gemolcho buchato Hashem elokeinu melech olam, Asher gemolcho kol toiv, and Reuven on Omen, the one who had it, he replies, Omen yotzo is yotze. Yeah. V'chein im oman tzimelif, he says, Boruch achmona malkede alma diavoch lon, v'ona Omen yotzo. So what is very important is that we see that you need to actually say Omen. So if Shimon would say that bracha in absence of Reuven, that wouldn't work. It's only because Shimon says the bracha to Reuven, referring to Reuven, Asher gemol cha kol toiv. That's why it works. Now we're going to see more. We're not quite finished yet, because the Ramah adds the following critical words. V'enze bracha levatola. This is not a bracha levatola. You could argue it's a bracha levatola. Shimon didn't have an ace. He didn't fly. He didn't have any particular kindness. So how can he make a bracha for somebody else? How can he make a bracha for somebody else? So v'enze bracha levatola. It's not bracha levatola. This is the Ramah. Minam avorech, from the person actually making the bracha. He's not obligated in this bracha. It's nothing to do with him, really. It's all about Reuven, not about Shimon. Why is it okay? Hoil, since it's merely an expression of joy and praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hal Toivas Chaveron, the great, on the Toivon, on his friend, Shesomach Ba, he's particularly happy with. So it's an exceptional bracha, and you can make it on for somebody else, Asher Gemol Cha Kol Toiv. There's more on this, but let's see what Mishnah Berurah says. In Sifkot Yud, Ve'en Berech Ache, Mid the Sosam Mechaber, since Mechaber seems to be saying a general rule, Mashmait appears, Afilu Ache, She'enu Kroivoy, even if somebody's not related, Yochel Levorich HaToivas Chaveru, he can make a broch for the Toiv of his friend, Kol Shem Misamech, as long as he's particularly excited with it. Ayim Ve'alocha Dibura Maschil Ve'en Ze. Now here, we are, yeah, here the Shulchan Aruch says, according to Shulchan Aruch, it seems that who can make that bracha? Anyone. If you know that Reuven landed safely and happy, so you can say to him, oh, how nice, great, and you can make the bracha for him. Now, the Bialocha disagrees. It is true that this is what the Shulchan Aruch holds, but the Mishnah Berurah is mitzayin over here to what he wrote in the Bialocha, and the Bialocha, he said, no, yeah, there's a limit here. He can't just generalize that rule, and he can't be said by anyone for anyone. And the Bialocha holds that you can only make the bracha if you're particularly extremely close to the person who had it. And who do you think would be the closest relative? Who's closest relative? Brother? No, we don't go that far even. Pardon? Child, only a son and? Yeah, son and? No. Son and Talmud. It's only two that you can make the bracha for. For anybody else, be halacha holds, you cannot make that bracha. It's true. Shulchan Aruch seems to imply anyone can make it. The be halacha disagrees, and he says son and talmid only. No, only the other hand. Yeah. So it's interesting, but that's how the Mishnah Berurah pass seems to pass in the Maisa. He's even hesitant to be makel for his wife. Hesitant to be makel for one's wife. So, halacha lemaisa, that's how we pass. We're going to see more a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah later. Sifkot Yud Beis says, Yotzom, Vuadin lechatchile yochalif to atzman bekach, this seems to be lechatchile. So if Reuven makes a bracha for Shimon, it's lechatchile. It's not b'diavet. V'davka she'ish sham asor, this only works if there is 10. Holeka asor, if there is no 10. B'vada en locha lechaven lif to atzmoy. You can't, it's not only going to work if there is 10. B'diavet, however, it would be okay. B'diavet she'kiven im tzorech lachsa devorich, tali b'pluk to siv gimel. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that in Sifkot and Tezvav explains a little bit more about this exceptional bracha, and it says in Sifkot and Tezvav, Afol pi, shtoni tzchayv, do lo yinizke, chiyu bracha zu b'shas, pe'abosh tichim lo yodos, kim po'en atzmon, v'lo yishevorich ach alein. So this is a great chiddush, this bracha. That somebody else can make it for somebody else, that's a great chiddush. It's not explicit in shas. Gemara only talks about yourself making a bracha if your nice happened to you. The fact that you can make a bracha for somebody else, that's a great chiddush, not explicit in shas, and therefore, Mishnah Berurah says there's a great chiddush here. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Zayin brings over here something we mentioned already. It's about we spoke about women giving birth. So what do we say generally? The meaning of Yerushalayim is that women they do. That's definitely meaning of Yerushalayim. Outside Yerushalayim, it depends on minhagim. Some say that you can, some say that you can't. Some say that some are hesitant, some poskim don't like the bracha at all at goimel. Why? Why do you think some poskim don't like a goimel for women giving birth?
Don't say
it. That's right. It's svara that some poskim say is that it's something that is the teva of the world. It's the teva of the world. So it wouldn't make sense to make a bracha at goimel chayovim toivos. It's not, it's like, what's the version wants? It's nature. Yeah, and it's always, you're right, there's always, of course, always a healthy baby is of course always an element of an S, but it's, since it's the derech of the world, it's not like, it's a bit like getting out, it's different than what the four that the Shulchan Aruch it's different than a prison, it's different than a midbar, it's different, it's something which is natural, and it's something that, yes, you're right. So talking about prison, you know, you're right. So talking about prison nowadays, you're right. The prisons we are talking about, that's a very true point. So I'm going to partially answer that question. The prison we're referring to over here is the poskim, the way the poskim call it, it's about iske nefoshes. It's not about monetary, it's not white collar crimes. It's about monetary, or it's not about monetary or financial crime. There's different types of prisons. And we appreciate that it's about nefoshes kind of prison. It's more severe, and the prisons are accordingly different. And that's the kind of prison we're talking about. I think that even nowadays, I don't know what prisons are like nowadays. I would love to see one to prison. I really from just a visit. but I gather that a prison which is about nefoshes. Even nowadays, it's not particularly. You could still make a good one if a person gets out of there nowadays. Does that make sense? Yeah? Yeah.
Is that why some people don't stay after just an aeroplane trip? Because it's so normal.
There is probably an element of that. It's interesting. I saw Moshe Soloveitchik said an interesting svara. When we spoke about planes, I didn't mention that. Moshe Soloveitchik says, he said that. The fact that it goes in line with Moshe Feinstein. He said that the plane really, we talk about going on the M1, right? Going on the M1. We spoke about going on the M1. And we said that you don't make a bracha on going off. So Moshe says, an interesting story, Moshe Soloveitchik said an interesting story, is that really, Really, it's in reality, it's not intrinsically dangerous. If everybody would abide to the laws, if they would just drive legally, it wouldn't be a dangerous place. Exactly, That's exactly what Moshe Soloveitchik said. He said a motorway is not intrinsically dangerous. If everybody would drive safely, would be no danger. It's just because people don't abide to the laws, and therefore it becomes a dangerous place, unlike the plane.
That's not entirely true, because what makes a plane dangerous? Mechanical failure, or hijacking, but that's a different thing. So what makes a car dangerous? It could be mechanical failure. If your brakes stopped in the middle of the M1, you'd be in mortal danger. It's, there's, what's it called, aquaplaning, when there's water and there's been a lot of oil on the top of the road and you're driving, that's completely natural, but if you can't steer because you're aquaplaning, it's also incredibly dangerous. So there are lots of different things which have nothing to do with people driving well and safely, which could cause death or severe injury. And
so you're saying that actually the motorway is intrinsically dangerous?
Would the
M1 be dangerous if it would be blocked on both sides and there's only one person driving on it? If it would be only one person driving it, one car on the M1, is the M1 dangerous or not? I think that's a much better matrix point.
So it depends. If you're driving a safe car, it's probably a lot less dangerous. If you're driving something from the 1970s it could be dangerous.
You have to appreciate that also crossing the street could potentially be dangerous. If it's extreme, on the extreme rare circumstances, something could potentially happen, if you've got a lot of imagination, that doesn't have a goimel. It's something which is intrinsically dangerous.
But I think it's a lot of imagination.
Okay.
I mean, still people die, the number of people die in road accidents, which aren't necessarily due to bad driving.
Right.
I mean, I know.
Yeah, but I still hear Moshe's point. I really do hear. Yeah.
Supposing there's a circumstance where you've got to go from London to Manchester or Manchester to London.
Yeah.
Because you've got a seriously ill relative.
Yeah.
And there's an announcement on the radio. There's terrible fog. There's terrible snow. People should only travel on the motorway in a matter of emergency.
Emergency. Yeah.
And that sort of thing, situation. Would one bench
Gomel
because it is...
Yeah, I mean, there's a shy if it's really dangerous, the shy if one is allowed to take the trip.
Right.
Because one is not allowed to put oneself in danger. So one has to evaluate if it's really dangerous. But if it really is dangerous, then probably there's no hazard of driving. Person is not allowed to put himself in danger. But if he does drive, then according to many poskim, he can still make a Gomel upon arriving there safely. There are poskim who don't like it so much. They say if you're really putting yourself in danger, then you can't afterwards make a goyma. But that's not an accepted opinion, but that's that.
Where does the Lelis?
Pardon?
Where does it say your Lelis should say or shouldn't say?
Well, the Mishnah Berurah here is going to mention that Yoledes, he does say that he says he brings a minhag. He says noegin k'tzas anoshim k'sheyoldes neshesem v'choyzos deburim hoyim demevachim b'yekas ha-goymel k'sheyitayne omen al b'kos ha-yoytzes b'zeh. So he said that there are people who have the minhag, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the man will say ha-goymel for his wife. That's very in following al shulchan aruch. So he can say it for somebody else. Venusach ha-brocha yeh ha-goymel ha-chayovim toivo shigmoloch kol toiv, referring to his wife. And he says you can even say it if she's not in front, which is a big chiddush. Ve'imberech sholoi b'fonei ha-yoyma shigomal ha-ishti kol toiv. Yeah. It's a minik shaila. I know that some rabbonim nowadays don't allow hagoymel. Some rabbonim say one should say hagoymel. It's mamish a minik zach, and one should just stick to one's minik and one's rov. Yeah. Mishnevu's opinion is, maybe we'll have a bit more. It's not. Not sure. I'm not sure. There is. That's going to be Sif Tess. But for Ashkenazim, it's a minik. Won't you follow ones off? I know the Arab body will say that you don't make a goyimel. And if you live in Yerushalayim, every rabbi is going to tell you to make it. Shem Zalman said one should. Rabbi Yashiv liked the bracha. Poskim here don't like it so much. It depends on... Yeah.
I apologize if maybe you've covered this ground, but when I came back Shabbos, I said a goy mill.
Yeah.
In Yerushalayim, and I had in mind my son. So was that correct to have him? Because he was talking about father and son.
Right.
Is that right to have him in mind so he didn't have to say the prophet as well?
So this will be safe. Hey, we haven't discussed it, and we're going to be discussing it very, very short. That's going to be the next Eve. Literally in a minute. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, was there? Yeah.
I think I heard that Rob, the Shtaitla gong wanted an Osir driving on the basis that he thought it was a circumstantial driving.
The Shtaitla didn't want to ask. What the Shtaitla wrote is that if Beis Din would be, if Sanhedrin would still be today, Shtaitla said, he thinks, or is quite convinced, that Sanhedrin would pasken that he's not allowed to drive. Because it's got cheskas, it's like a roidev. That's what I don't think he actually physically wanted to ask her, but he just said that nowadays if the Sanhedrin would exist, they would ask her. Yeah. It's interesting, just fine for me, Reb Shimshon Pinkus once had he felt terrible. Reb Shimshon Pinkus had a car. Reb Shimshon Pinkus, one of the, in those days, had so many, not many people had cars. And the Reb Shimshon Pinkus had a car, and he felt very bad about this. And he discussed it with the Stapler, who was very reluctant to allow him to drive, but he lived in Ofakim, and he was driving back and forth, Mefasim and Marbitz Teure, all over Eretz Yisrael, literally all over Eretz Yisrael. He used to go to Yerushalayim regularly, and Bnei Brak regularly. And he was reluctant to allow him to drive. But he was Mamash Habotzatot in his purest sense. He was very reluctant. Reb Shimshon Pinkus, at all times, he felt very uncomfortable driving. But he just felt that's what he needs to do. And it's very interesting that he died of a car accident. I mean, he had a car crash when he died. I mean, he always felt was very reluctant about it. I think one of his last shmuzen that he spoke about was about people should be donekav schos. And he bets him holds that it's also to drive. I remember seeing it or hearing it. That he also bets him also to drive. Bets him also, but what can he do? He was told that that's what he has to do, and it's about his Torah, and one of his last shmuzen that he did. Yeah. Okay. So now in Sifkot Yud Ches, the Mishnah is going to tell us that one should only make the bracha for somebody else if you're really excited for him. If you're just trying to be diplomatic, don't bother doing it because it's bracha matola. Only make the bracha on Shigmal Chok Kol Toiv. If you're doing it for somebody else, like your son or your Talmud, only do it if you're genuinely, genuinely excited about him. If you're not, so you just want to be politically correct, don't make the bracha because it's bracha levatola. And that leads us to Sefer, which is your scenario, top line of page 272. Him berach echot hagoimel le'atzmo. If a person wants to make hagoimel for himself, because he just flew back from a beautiful trip in Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to be moitzi somebody else, his friend. And his friend heard the bracha. Lord says an intention to be yotze. Yotze, he's yotze. Afilu beloy anias omen, even if he didn't say omen. Even if he didn't say omen, but it was intended, so he's yotze. Kivin shamavoch gamkin chayv, since the mavoch is also chayv. Yotze ache beloy anias omen, since the person who made the bracha, he was chayiv himself in the bracha, so the other person doesn't need to say omen because the bracha was a good bracha. Why is that? Yeah, why is it here different? Yeah, he said, why but yeah, would you be yotze without saying omen? Yeah. Is in Ma'akev. Yeah. You should also here say Omen Lemaisa. Lemaisa should also say Omen, but you have a Yotze with that. Let's see what Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says, if Kotnu Tess, Ima Acher Yotzeloyma, Shaloy Bech Beshosh Olam in Ayom, Hoy Beshosh Chazal Leburim Machlosoy. That's wrong. It's if God goes on later. Oh, Mishnah Berurah doesn't add here anything. Right, okay, so the Maestro was saying that. What does that sound like from here? That what if a person is not present at all? Does it work or not? If the person didn't hear the bracha, would it work?
Yeah, no.
It doesn't sound like it doesn't work. It would work. What do you think? Sounds like it doesn't work. Doesn't sound right, yeah? Because it says that Himbech HaGoyim Le'atzmoy, and he had intention to be moitzi the other. If the others, if Shoma Chaveiroi V'kivelotze, the other person needs to hear, and he's it's the kavana to be yotzef at the bracha, that's when it's going to work. When the other person is not, doesn't hear the bracha at all, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Reb Shlomo Zalman wanted to introduce in his yeshiva in Kol Teure, he introduced that when Bochim came back, there was chutzlos to Bochim. Reb Shlomo Zalman was, besides being the poets to Gadol, he was also a yeshiva in Kol Teure. And in Kol Teure, there was plenty of foreign Bochim from England and from America. And at the beginning of Zman, he didn't like the idea of all the Bochim coming for Agoyma, one after the other. So he always made that, he must be Takana, one of the Takana of the Yeshiva, that one Bacha only should make the Bacha, and everybody else should be, it's all had to come round, I think, near the Bima, kind of, they have to be present there, and they have to hear the Bacha of one individual, and they'll be Moitzi everybody else around. But not that everybody else makes. So you can be Moitzi somebody else as long as he hears it and he says Amen. Seifov, Im Acher, Him Icher, if he delayed. What happens if you didn't make a Goyimel straight away? You got late. Yesh l'tashlumin evorach kol zman sheyetz. You can make this tashlumin. You can make up for hagoymel as long as you wish. But it's better not to delay 3 days. So the answer is yes. There's no time limit really. You can say hagoymel days later as well. But ideally, don't delay more than 3 days. Why 3 days? What's the sort of 3 days? Pardon? Pardon? Finished? Oh, that's right, because of Kesetoya. Yeah, that's right, you're going to cover Kesetoya. Yeah. Says the Mishnah Bura, Shloish Yomim Sivkot Nchof, the Adzman Zeh Kori Bo Min Adech. Mishnah Bura says that, Bo Min Adech, you've called arriving, you're called, considered arriving, you're called an arriver. Is that a word? An arriver? No?
Arrival.
A person who is arriving?
Arrival.
And a person is called a? An arriving person, yeah? Yeah, okay. So now, you called an arriving person for 3 days. After that, you already considered to have been here for ages. So you considered 3 days?
Yeah.
3 days.
Well, I mean, I was saying I benched Groven on Thursday in Israel for the Monday flight.
Yeah.
And I benched on Shabbos.
Yeah, that's fine. That's less than 3 days. Perfect. Yeah. Absolutely perfect. Yeah, קורא בואו נלך. כל הספר האחרונים, אפילו יצטרך בשביל זה לבורך שלא בספר תורי כפי המינק, אבל ביקן, על יאחר יוסם שלוש יומים. So he said that what happens if days once more than 3 days, and there's no ספר תורי, whatever the reason may be. You should say, don't wait for, that's a very important משתבור רבי סי, don't wait for laning, if you can do it within the 3 days. So say you arrived, but then there's no laning, you arrived on Monday, straight after laning, whatever. Right? And then there's the whole Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. It's going to be 4 days until the next laning. So don't say, I'm going to wait for Thursday and then get through the laning. No, because that's more than 3 days. Don't wait. So you're going to say, but how am I going to make the bracha? The answer is, get yourself 10 people after laning, after davening or before davening or whatever. Get 10 people and say, I'll go email. And you get, I need to bench Gomer, Rabbi said, you mind? And they'll say, no problem, and you make our Gomer. And you, of course, ideally you should make a Sefer Torah, but don't wait more than 3 days for the Sefer Torah. And you can go in the Yotzer, be in base, the Achashi Kvakoru, Yvok Basor, Beshoev, Sefer Torah, and Yamtin Adim, hey, how much is that? I know there are people who disagree with that. There are people who disagree with this Mishnah Bura, but the Maisa Mishnah Bura Paskins, very clearly, black and white, you don't wait for the next laning if it's more than 3 days. The Maisa, but yeah, but if you had more than 3 days, what happens if you miss the Thursday and you miss the Shabbos? And you missed, what happens with the Avet? You can carry on. I heard once from a Rav, we said that it's not right to make the bracha after 30 days. But I don't see any evidence in that in Shulchan Aruch. Why would we say 30 days? I don't remember that. Ah, you're right. You're right, your mom's right. Yeah, that's right. We had that. Mom is right. I remember now. Sharetzin over here, was it? Mishnah Bura in Sivkotn Kuresh Yud Ches. In Sivkotn Kuresh Yud Ches. Yeah, very good. Where is it? Sivkotn Ches. Very good. V'yosol Yamtin. Yeah, it doesn't say that you can't make the bracha after 30 days. But it is maybe a mashmos, yeah. Yeah, it's loy salo yamtin. Don't wait longer than that. It doesn't mean that you can't make the bracha afterwards. Yeah. I don't know. It looks like it's not meisle. It looks like it's. He says a Monday, Tuesday.
Because if he came midday on Monday,
and you made a bracha after dating on Thursday, it's still been
yeah.
Mislays within the...
Yeah, so that's that you're right. It doesn't look like it's mislays. Yeah, good point. Yeah. Yes, Gabby.
We can say that, but we can even see you just by yourself.
Just by that?
Just by yourself.
Yeah, you could. You could. I'm saying, yeah. Yeah, the Chachilah don't meet on 3 days, and the Chachilah get 10 people. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, okay, we'll stop over here, just quickly summarize what we learned. We learned about making the bracha for somebody else. It does work. You can make somebody who is not chayv, can make the bracha for somebody else. You change the nusach accordingly. The Ramah said it's an exceptional bracha, an expression of joy. We learned that Talmais Mishnebu is only paskin, and can only make this bracha for your son and your Talmid. We learned that a person can make the bracha for somebody else, to be moitz to somebody else if you're chayv yourself. Person, the other person is to listen in a kavana. We learned that there is tashlumin as long as you want, but don't lechatchila wait more than 3 days. Good evening, Rabbi Yisai.